after it. So here you say language, which is a category, actually. So I could now filter and say, okay, I only want Spanish language films or English language films. Again, this is extracted from Infobox data, which we mapped to ontologies. So now I'm saying, okay, I only want recent films, so I'm typing films released between 2005 and 2009. And the result is this. So I could go on and filter according to authors or actors, and this is of course not just limited to films, but to all domains that have rich data in Wikipedia. For instance, people, places, and so on. Of course, when I click something, I get the Wikipedia page. This is the, if you want to play with this, the URL is dbpedia.newfony.de. It's actually a collaboration with the largest German search engine company. The links will be on the slide set. Another project is geobrowsing, which is sort of my interest. DBpedia Mobile is a prototype browser. It works, but it's really slow, so it's not really meant to be used. So that's it's showing you an area map, and based on our categorizations, we can actually quite easily draw icons. So you sort of get a really nice overview of a city based on icons. And because we have links between all these 80 language versions, I can just switch the language in the map. So here I'm getting a Russian map of Berlin. Of course, when you click something, you get, yeah, okay. When you click on something, you get the abstract view and web links and so on. Okay, I think I was a bit too slow, so I need to skip a few slides. We have there are several ways to access the DBpedia dataset. There's a linked data version, which I can't explain. There's a Sparkle interface, which is sort of gives you an SQL query form, and you can of course download our data. We're also part of Amazon public datasets. I need to skip these. Sorry. DBpedia is taking part of the in the Linking Open Data project, which is interlinking open data sets from across the web. And I mentioned this earlier, we're creating interlinks, or we're linking same resources for instance in DBpedia and GeoNames or Music Brains. So if there's an article or if there's an entry about an artist in Music Brains and there's an entry about this artist in Wikipedia or DBpedia, we create a link. And this is actually a community project where everybody can contribute and publish data that he has access to. And this has really evolved from within the last 2 years. These are the data sets from 2008, and these are the this is sort of the current state in July 2009. DBpedia is really a central interlinking place, and all this information that is interlinked with DBpedia can actually be pulled in and could be used to enrich a Wikipedia display. These are some numbers. In total, we have 7 billion triples, pieces of information. Just to give you an idea of who's behind this, who's working in that project with us, BBC, Psyche Foundation, Freebase, and some big players like New York Times and CNET are committed to this. And also Yahoo and Google are starting to crawl this data. These are some examples of who we link with. And that's all. I'm sorry I had to skip the part that explained linked data. So, do you still have time? Because I gotta, it says 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, if you have any questions, please talk to me and I will give you the phone.
Sorry, do I have, how much time do I have?
We have a
No, because it says 5 minutes. So 5 more minutes?
5 minutes.
We should do questions now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll put it online. I'll put it online and put a link to it on the wiki page for the presentation.
Excuse me. Please make the questions in the mic because the translators need to listen through that.
My question is about the content of tables in Wikipedia. It's here. Content in table changes over time. For example, if a mayor of a city gets re-elected or a different one gets elected, so do you identify changes in information over time so that the information can be retrieved and say, okay, who was the mayor of this country, a town 5 years ago? Assuming as Wikipedia is going to survive for a few more years, this might become more interesting over time.
At the moment, we don't do archives because actually all our
old data is of course still available for download, but we don't online we just have the most recent data because it's simply we're working with terabytes, so it's real hard to manage. But if you have an article, for instance, of that old mayor, in that he may have an info box that says he was mayor at that point. So then we keep it. But of course, it would be nice to have an archive.
Any other question? Hi, what kind of web APIs do you have?
This is a good question because actually linked data is the idea of linked data is to go away from or to move away from proprietary web APIs. Linked data is our API. I would refer you to linkdata.org. Actually, what we provide is your eyes for things. So you can actually go to dbpedia.org/resource/Buenos Aires, and if you have an RDF browser, it'll tell the server, I understand RDF, which is the data format, and then you get raw RDF data back. You can also use Sparkle to formulate queries using a language that is similar to SQL. And you get data back. That's our API.
Hi. Okay, first of all, thank you for the talk and for the Wikipedia, which is great. I know the project since a few years, and just a few months ago, I had the opportunity to use it, and, well, it's great. We are using it for getting information about car makes, you know, and we are currently using the SparkQL endpoint, but I'm not sure if we should use that or if it's, I know you can download the RDF triples, but I have read it takes days to load into Virtuoso or something like that. I don't know if the SparkQL is, I mean, we are using it for, but it's not, I mean, we are not using it for in production, so it's not, but do you think it makes sense to download all the database to?
Actually, the thing about linked data is if you want to work with multiple data sets, in the current state, you have to download them. So if you want to do that, you'll have to. If you can use the Sparkle endpoint because it's actually they have some quite powerful servers there. So do you have any problems using that? Is it outdated? Okay. So I would use that. But for anyone interested, there's Virtuoso provides a pre-built instances for Amazon EC2, which is cloud computing platform. So I think they have a document on that. If you start up that engine or that instance, you can actually get up and running within, I think, less than an hour. That may be interesting.
Well, last questions. We have one, two, and three. Yeah, three.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, di. Me siento más cómodo haciendo la pregunta en español. Conocí la experiencia de la BBC con Autonomy y quise. Con. Sí. Conocí la experiencia de la BBC con Autonomy. Hicimos muchas preguntas de la posibilidad de aplicar el modelo de interrogación en español, pero nos han contestado siempre que todavía no tienen ese desarrollo. ¿Tú crees que en la actual, porque tú hablas acá que tienen versiones en español, ¿es posible recrear el mismo modelo?
I'm sorry, can you explain more in detail which the connection between the Spanish model and the BBC? I didn't get the connection.
BBC está usando el modelo de la DBpedia para interrogar sus bases de datos a través del software Autonomy. Está usando este modelo. Y nuestra pregunta es si es posible aplicar el mismo modelo en español, porque no hemos encontrado una respuesta. Ellos interrogan todas las bases de datos que tienen para publicar en línea y aumentar el contenido que tienen en los sitios web. Pero lo hacen a través de Autonomy.
I'm sorry, I don't know. I don't know about that. Is it that a question regarding to BBC in detail or DBpedia?
I know. Es acerca del uso de la DBpedia en conjunto con un software como Autonomy para interrogar múltiples bases de datos y hacer publicaciones en línea. El modelo funciona en inglés, pero en español, ¿qué pasa?
I'm sorry.
No conoce el idioma.
Let's talk afterwards. Sorry. I wonder if you could give a quick overview of the software behind some of the that it's powering the different data sets regarding if it's all open source or which pieces are open source, which ones aren't. So it's the extraction is completely open source. I'm sorry. Did you mean the DBpedia dataset?
The search system and the aggregation. Well, I guess
aggregation, as in creating the links?
The temp, the, temp, the, imp, info boxes to structure data.
Yeah.
So the info box extraction is our extraction code is completely open source. You can get it at dbpedia.org. I'm trying to run an info box anyway. So that's our code is completely open source. The search interface which I showed is unfortunately proprietary at the moment because they exist for 10 years and they have their own search engine. And they pretty much put DBpedia into that engine, so at the moment we can only provide this as a demo interface. Then within the linking open data community, pretty much all the data sets are published under an open license, with some people like commercial data providers like Reuters, they're still figuring out, I guess, what is the best way. But for now, most of the content is available under a free license, and also the most of the wrappers or most of the interlinking tools that are created to create links between different data sources, as far as I know, everything in that regard is open source. However, there are tools from Zemanta, from Thomson Reuters that you can use to annotate free text to get links to resources, including DBpedia resources, from free text. And as far as I know, all the work in that domain is still proprietary. My question is, do you use multiple ontologies? Do you have a single sort of interlinked ontology? And have you had to deal with issues between different sort of data sets, info boxes, for instance, that are sort of conflicting?
I don't know about any conflicts. We're using commonly established ontologies. For instance, we're using Dublin Core for labels, descriptions, authors, etc. We're using W3C geovocabulary for geocoordinates. And we have our own ontology, which is a single ontology. So I don't think there are any big problems with that. At some point, when we sort of transition from one ontology to another, sometimes we use two ontologies for the same thing, which just results in duplicate data records. It's still evolving which ontologies I use, but
Well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay.
Heiko Hees. He's one of the developers of the book tool and works for Bedia Press, a company that offers printed books from wiki content.
Hello, my name is Heiko. I work for Bedia Press, a company that tries to bring wiki content to printed books. And I want to tell you something about our partnership with the Wikimedia Foundation. We'll give you a demo of the tool, some technical background, experience we had so far with the German and the English community, and then what we plan to develop next for this tool. So Bedia Press is a company that was founded 2 years ago, and the idea is to have printed books from wiki content. I brought some with me, and Johannes may handle them around, maybe, so you get an idea how they look like. We're from Mainz, Germany. And this is our team. From left to right, the left is Volker, then there's Ralph, me, and finally Johannes. So we have a partnership with the Wikimedia Foundation, which basically says that we had to develop open source software which allows to collect articles in MediaWiki
and then export them as PDF. And as we offer to also get them as printed books, we would become the preferred print-on-demand partner of the Wikimedia Foundation. And if we sell books, we have to give the Wikimedia Foundation 10% of our cross sales price of a book. So now I want to give you a short demo. May I ask who of you has seen the book tool on Wikipedia? Okay, because now I want to show a new user interface, so when you're used to the old one, there's still something new for you. This is our test wiki, which has some content from the simple English Wikipedia. Now, assume you want to create a book about Wikipedia. Then there's a new box, Print Expert, in the sidebar, and there it says create a book. If you click on this link, it will be redirected to an introduction page which gives you a quick overview of what will happen next and tell you that you can now start book mode, book creation mode as we call it. If you start it, every page in Wikipedia, in a media wiki will have this box on top of it. And this box allows you to add articles, in this case the current article, to your book, which you can view later here, if you click here. So I can add the Wikipedia article by clicking this link. And as you see now, there's one page in your book, and I can add more articles simply by hovering over the link and clicking in a pop-up, so I don't need to visit each article that I want to add to my book, but of course I can also visit the articles and add them. So let's add more articles. So now we have 5 pages in the book, and I can view an outline of the book if I click on Show Book. So there are the articles. I can give my collection a title, and a subtitle. And I can change the sequence of the articles in the collection. I can create chapters. And also move the chapters. So, when you have your collection of articles ready, you can export it
either as PDF or as open document text format. So we choose PDF here. And now your collection is sent to a separate server. I will tell you about this in a few moments. And the server generates a PDF of your selection of articles automatically. It takes some time, but it should be ready soon. So once the PDF generation is ready, you can of course download the PDF to your computer. Connection is somewhat slow. I will show you PDFs anyway. Oh, there it is. So there's a table of contents. There are the articles that we added. And some licensing information at the end. So, if you plan to order a printed book, you can click on order a book from PDF Press. You can get some more information before you do that here. If you click that link, you will be redirected to the PDF Press service, and your book will be uploaded. Once it is uploaded, we estimate the size of your book, and based on this estimation, we tell you what the book will probably cost. So our lowest price